Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
You gotta rock the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you want to change the future, you're gonna have to trouble the present. Your enemies know that, America. Really? A young man came up to, A young man came up to an abolitionist by the name of Frederick Douglass and asked him, how do I bring about change? He said, agitate, agitate, agitate. Again, friends, your enemies know this. Now it's time the righteous stand up and do the same thing. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, the scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty, you need to understand that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, and I'm not playing. It's really true. Welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can jump over on Facebook if you'd like. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean. Folks, we've got a couple million people interacting, and I'm really happy to see that. This is how we do it. Eternal vigilance is the price paid for our liberties, fighting the good fight of faith to bring to scripture so you can understand exactly what I'm telling you in the natural. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, friends. Again, BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Going over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, you can win a Joshua MK5. Absolutely beautiful. It is a beautiful weapon. Win a Joshua MK5. Again, if you'd like to throw your name in the cat, per se, friends, go ahead and do that. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right. You'll see it right there. Click onto it. It will bring you through all the particulars. And then we'll also pull up for your information so you can actually, again, throw your name in the hat. That's how it works, right? Yeah. We got to know who we are. People are dropping these texts on Facebook all the time. Hey, I want to sign up. Well, it's like, well, dude, use a little common sense. It's not like I know who you are or anything. Right? So what I have to do is go back and say, okay, that's fine. Email address, please. If you want someone to call you, you got to give them your phone number, right? Anyways, staying on track, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Since we missed you yesterday, I wanted to give you a bit of an update. We have bigger liars than Brian Williams. Speaking of Southern Poverty Law Center, friends, you want to talk about a sick outfit, go over there and check out Mr. Morris Dees, who used to actually, well, he did, in fact, defend those that were committing crimes against the blacks back in the 50s and the 60s, and because that was no longer making any residual for that organization, now they're picking up the gays. Now, isn't it interesting how the homosexuals, the sodomites, will actually use the SPLC to try to validate their claim that they're victims, when in fact Morris Dees, the founder of that organization, actually defended those that were committing crimes against the blacks. Do your homework, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. AR ammunition ban. The new Obama backdoor gun control scheme. Did you hear what I just said, friends? AR-15 ammunition ban. The new Obama backdoor gun control. Friends, I really, I know people get tired of hearing about, you know, what I'm going to say next. You know what? But aren't you more tired of hearing about the crimes that are committed against you on a daily basis? Those that are trying to steal away your rights to the guise of law? Aren't you tired of that? I would be more sick and tired of that than the guy that's actually blowing the horn. So let's put this into perspective, okay? I'm blowing the horn again, letting you know that Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to ban AR-15 ammunition. It's backdoor gun control. Folks, when the devil realizes that he can't go through the front door, he seems to like to go around the back. And as I've said so many times in the past, friends are always going to do whatever you let them get away with, and don't let them get away with it. They're trying to violate your rights that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. And yes, when I'm talking about rights, I am I'm bringing an equivalent or what should I say? I'm actually paralleling your rights to your freedoms, of course, because when I'm talking about rights, you know that I'm talking about your freedoms, and we know that God is the right giver. He's the freedom giver. We know that to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, and we also know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we also know from history that when any attempt from government to actually try to ban weapons, it's because now you are dealing with a corrupt governmental system, and that's exactly what you're dealing with. Again, friends, just to remind you, you have the southern borders completely wide open. You have a created, contrived terrorist threat in your country. And then you have a government, namely the White House, that's actually entertaining America's sworn enemies within. And then you have that administration trying to steal away your rights by pulling away your right to bear arms. That's pretty telling, isn't it? Do you really have a terror threat, friends? You're going to have to decide that. Christians, it's time to face your illusions. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oregon's new bisexual governor. Oregon's new bisexual governor and the LGBTQQIP2SAA community. Folks, you want to talk about a confused, mentally ill set of folks? Go ahead and check that article out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Draw Muhammad, win $10,000 on the front page of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Will you be ignorant or free? Asked Thomas Jefferson. Of course, he's not here any longer, but the spirit of his words are, and we beg the question, listener. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We also have Obama State Department. We can't stop Islamic State by killing them. They need jobs. Folks, you are putting the microphone up to some sick-minded individuals through this administration. And of course, he's choosing the debaser core, or the baser sort, for the very purpose that he might confuse the people. And while everybody's laughing and saying that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration is a complete joke, do remember the jokes on you, America, for tolerating who these people are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, liberals, is judges ruling overturning amnesty now the law of the land? How's that work? It's a law unto itself, isn't it, friends? It certainly is. It's interesting how people are, from, you know, like, for example, the topic of abortion. I had one girl out of 350 high schools have a problem with the issue of the topic of abortion. And I said, so she comes up to me and she says, hey, Bradley, you know, I have a real problem with the topic of abortion. I looked at her and I said, well, it was a good thing your mom didn't. See, the law unto itself. See, we're supposed to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. And when we apply it both ways, friends, I'll tell you what, the lawless cannot stand it. See, they don't understand until it's actually applied. But remember, you reap what you sow. Jihad escalates in Copenhagen ahead of Muhammad art exhibit and cartoon contest. Isn't it interesting that, man, folks, you need to understand the jihadists, you know, these created political battering rams to bring about global government. Hello. Isn't it interesting how these people just continuously, well, zero tolerance for speaking about, well, Muhammad. Hey, friends, remember, those that mean to silence you are those that mean to rule over you, and that's exactly what these people are doing. One more. Man out on date with female who is not his wife gets a surprising note from couple who noticed. Folks, that one's taken off. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and much, much more on that website. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Doctors don't lie, guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, I'll tell you what. The last 3 days of my life have been difficult. I have no idea what's been going on outside of the fact that it's really cold in the state of Minnesota. It's 4 degrees in chilly, willy Minnesota. And the other day I woke up, probably 3 or 4 days ago now, and my left arm started to kind of like twitch a little bit. And it's like, what's going on, left arm? So I had a conversation with my left arm. And I would get this tingle, and then I would start getting this numbness a little bit. And when I was a little kid, about 13, 14 years old, I jumped off a hill, and my collarbone went out of socket. And right when I started feeling that pain, I thought, wait a second, this is exactly what I felt like when this first happened. Well, the first day it wasn't that bad. I was getting around A-okay. Second day got a little worse. Then the third day I woke up and I felt like crying. I felt like a little baby with a wet diaper on. I just wanted to cry to mama and ask for some Tylenol 3 or something like that. And a painkiller, because it was in that much pain. And then on Monday, I find out it's President's Day. And I'm thinking to myself, how many, you know, holidays do we need? We got to get busy and save this country, friends, from what's taking place. And every time you turn around, you got this holiday and that holiday, they're a holiday, everywhere a holiday. And so anyways, I wake up this morning and here I am and my pointer finger is completely numb. And my collarbone, I know it's a occurring injury that's taking place here, but I'm going through it right now. I just wanted to share with those that could sympathize with my plight, and I hope there's many. Hugs. I'm saying hugs. Yes, because you know what? It's been a bad 3 days, and I am so thankful for what I've got. As a matter of fact, let me tell you another story really quick before we bring our friend Chance on from American Survival Wholesale. Interestingly enough, isn't it interesting how when the little things go wrong, you forget how quickly you take things for granted? In other words, like if you have to get out when it's minus 4 degrees, like it was the other day here in Minnesota, and of course I'm saying Minnesota, yeah, I'm being funny, but it's interesting that when you get out just for 2 minutes, how much you appreciate the heat that you have in your house or in your car. And just think about that. Look at the technology, friends. It's freezing cold outside. You're driving down the road with a truck that has heated seats, heaters in the summertime, air conditioners, radios, television sets. Guys, I got to be honest. When I was a kid, this was like unthinkable. And then to have a phone with you no matter where you go. I remember when I was a little kid, they came out, I think it was in the early 80s, they had these big phones. And they look like weapons almost. It's like, what is that thing? And you got close enough to it. It's like, it was a phone in a guy's car. And that was like the first thing I ever seen concerning what a phone would be, you know, what it would be like to have a phone in your car. And I thought, you know, what would it be like if you could actually have a phone no matter where you went? I mean, the technology is awesome. Or what about this, friends? Your phone's gone. Or you lose it just for a second. You forget about how blessed you are. Or how about electricity in your house? You never think about how blessed you are until you don't have it anymore. Right? Everybody kind of tracking with me? I hope so. Now, on a national level, this is why I'm always fighting for our freedoms. Because I don't need to hear the song from the 80s by a band called Cinderella. You don't know what you got until it's gone. That's why I'm constantly doing what I'm doing on the radio, because I'm so grateful. And I want to say this, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that's within me. I bless your holy name. Lord, we have tasted and seen that you are good. And I don't want to learn the lesson the hard way. I burned my hand enough through circumstance. Now I have wisdom. Wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it. And I know that you're there. I've done business with you. I've seen your faithfulness. You're tried and you're proven. And I don't want to fail the test. And because of that, that's why I stick to his word. That's why I put my feet upon the rock. And I say, like Martin Luther, the great reformer, by the grace of God, I'm not moving. In Jesus' name. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew that too. And every man of God, sooner or later, is going to find out that his God is faithful, no matter how hot it gets when you're in that fire. And keep in mind, that's where the Holy Ghost is at. And if you read Deuteronomy 5, as a matter of fact, the people were afraid to actually partake with the things of God, because God always spoke to Moses, where? Through the fire and outside of the fire. And people didn't want that. They said, well, no. You just go ahead and tell Moses, and you can go ahead and tell us everything that you're telling Moses. Moses was the only war horse, per se, that could handle it. And keep in mind how they test horses for war, right? What they do is they take horses and they put the horse's belly under the fire. And if the horse cannot endure that fire, they can't bring that horse to the battle. So once they find a horse that can actually endure that flame under its belly, that's the horse that's actually given to the leaders, the captains, per se, of those that lead the battles. And I'll tell you what, if you're a man of God, you're going to live sooner or later by what you preach, because you're going to be tried by it. So anyways, in saying that, friends, we're going to pull up our friend Chance from none other than American Survival Wholesale. As a matter of fact, him and his wife Merrill, they started American Survival Wholesale back in 2012 after receiving a word from God. Yes, he still speaks to his kids. I know that's hard for some of you religious folks out there. Why doesn't he ever speak to me? Well, you got to meet the Lord on his terms, because the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey him, not disobey. Oh, there's probably the stumbling stone right there, my friends. But what Chance said is the Holy Spirit spoke these words. You will prepare my children for things to come. Cool. That's what he does prophetically, and that's why we have prophets. And after receiving this word, Chance said they immediately chose to be obedient and launched AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com just a few weeks later. And Chance, a former Eagle Scout, yes. A former Navy veteran, yes. Relied upon the wisdom and education received over the past 25 years as a security field supervisor and a consultant working and volunteering with the agencies like the Red Cross, implementing natural disaster protocols as well as first responder training. Very cool. So it's these items worldwide through their distribution network. And what is it? American Survival Wholesale. I just want to welcome our friend Chance from, again, friends, American Survival Wholesale. How are you, my friend?
Blessings, Brother Bradley. Thank you for having me on today.
I appreciate you jumping on. I also appreciate your sponsorship. One of the things, Chance, I got to be honest with you, and I've told you this in the past per our conversation live on the phone, and what I told you is I said, listen, I know that it's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives your Christian and veteran-owned company. Now, when I first seen that, and I seen what you guys were doing out there through, again, the Veterans Outreach Program, you all know that everything I do is, well, I do it because I have the opportunity to serve those that actually fought, bled, and died in many cases to give me what I have today. It's called freedom, both in the natural and in the spiritual. So when I seen your mission statement, and your mission statement is taking care of the veterans, whom in many cases were forgotten by the government that sent them to fight the battles that they wanted to war and fight, it's interesting how they've been kind of just pushed aside. But what you guys are doing over at American Survival Wholesales, you're actually picking up the slack and you're meeting these guys where they have a need. Can you kind of expound a little bit more as to what I'm saying here?
Yeah, Bradley. So here's the situation. We have brothers that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, only to find out that being a part of the VA system, they're put on a series of pharmaceutical drugs, and before you know it, they're just kind of living this zombie life. And it's when they realize this and they say, you know, to their doctors, you know, I don't want to be on your drug protocol anymore. You know, I'm going to stop taking these pills. They're kind of kicked out of the system, and when that happens, that affects their disability. That affects their entire life. And so, you know, the blessings that, you know, we have had over the years allows us to help these guys. And sometimes, brother, they just need, you know, a little food, or they just need a blanket, or they just need a little help, a helping hand. And many times they just want another brother to talk to, you know. They kind of feel like they're all alone out there in the world, and they just need a little fellowship. And what that does is it allows us to minister to them a little bit and hook them up with pastors and ministers in their area.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty awesome due to the fact that not only do you do that, but you also have a massive assortment of GMO-free long-term food. Can you explain?
I can. We actually carry now over 1,000 different products. Our GMO-free line is the most popular, so we offer packages, even if we have folks that are have allergies, we can put together custom packages for a long-term food solution, whether that be, if they're on a budget, you know, 72 hours up to years at a time. So we work with our customers in creating packages for them so that when that time comes, they'll not only be able to help themselves and their families, but brothers and sisters in Christ as well. It's scripturally based, the widows and the children. And so we all know that these times are coming, and we just want to do our best to help prepare them.
So you also have camping supplies and self-defense weapons. We got about 10 seconds here, Chance. Can you tell us more about that real quick?
We do. We offer, as far as self-defense, we offer stun guns. We offer batons, crossbows, you know, just a variety of different items. I just say go to our website and check it out, along with our new organic line, which is really popular.
I'll shoot that information out right after this break, folks. You got sonsoflibertymedia.com talking about...
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of life in this country, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is, get prepared and get prepared now. My Patriot Supply has the deal to get you started. Call 1-800-274-3070 today to get a 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. Especially in an emergency situation, you don't want to rely on the government for anything. Having an emergency food supply is an important first step to making sure you'll never surrender to FEMA's control. Call 1-800-274-3070 to get your emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there's a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call 1-800-274-3070 today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, friends, we had Chance from American Survival Wholesale online with us real quick. And I'd like for you to check out his website very much. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down to the right. You will see a green camouflage ad. Click onto that. And again, friends, I want you to understand, and I emphasize this for a purpose, support them because they're supporting you and the best that you've got. Support them because they're supporting you by supporting the best that you've got. And I have their product right in front of me. I have diced ham. I have their tacos, their beef, so on and so forth, all in front of me. Sweet cherries. Folks, the packaging, what they're giving out and what they're doing is second to none. It's patriotic. They're going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, by doing the same thing that we're doing here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. So again, do support them. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the camouflage ad. Click on and support those guys. Cool? One of the things during our conversation, as you know, when we do radio shows here, I can be prepared all I want. But when the Holy Ghost starts dropping something on your heart, all of a sudden you start going that direction because that's what people need to hear. During our conversation that we just had with Chance from American Survival Wholesale, was he was talking about how when the veterans come back, they're prescribed these dangerous antidepressants, psychotropic drugs. By the way, which is staying the topic here, is it not interesting that we have Eddie Ray Routh, who's the guy that's responsible for killing Chris Kyle. When this all came out, I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, the man was on antidepressants. Road rage, it's antidepressants. These massive killings where kids are walking into public schools and shooting their schools up, it's dangerous psychotropic drugs. Folks, you need to keep in mind that's what's going on. This just didn't happen one day. No, as a matter of fact, George Bush Sr. is the one that opened the floodgates to dangerous psychotropic drugs being thrown on the kids in this country. And I wanted you to understand that. But when he brought that up, I thought, you know what? That's important for people to understand that there is a rise in prescribing of antidepressants by doctors who are not psychiatrists. Often uses are other than depression, anxiety. That's what they're oftenly prescribed for. But what's interesting is how it's helped build what is now a massive market, according to an 11-year health policy study just published in Health Affairs. Such prescribing could signal a need for formulary or changes, the study authors conclude. According to the IMS, listen carefully, health, listen to the word again, IMS Health, sales of antidepressants in the United States alone surpassed $11 billion in 2010. What is this about? What is this about? Crazy business. Are you kidding me? Nope, I'm not. By the way, these dangerous psychotropic drugs used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. Yes, I said illegal street drugs that they're prescribing to kids and anybody that might be, well, they might have a little anxiety or a little depression. Instead of going to the Word of God, they go to the arm of the flesh and then they're cursed and then they wonder why. Antidepressants are now the third most commonly prescribed drug class in this country. Raymond Matabai, MD, PhD, of John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health notes in the article, appearing in the August 3rd issue of the Policy Journal, the article was co-authored by Columbia University psychiatrist Dr. Mark Olson, whose research was funded by the Agency for Healthcare Policy and Research, as well as Eli Lilly. Bang, 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 bang. Folks, Eli Lilly, bang, bang, bang. Wake up, Eli Lilly. Wake up, friends. 4 out of 5 physicians prescribing antidepressants are not psychiatrists. And antidepressants are commonly prescribed by primary care doctors, the authors noted. They found the drugs are increasingly being given for non-psychiatric uses. In its study, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at 2.4 billion drugs prescribed in visits to doctors and hospitals in 2005. Of those, 118 million were for antidepressants. Folks, doctors get a kickback for prescribing antidepressants. Just thought I'd share that with you. High blood pressure drugs were the next common and most common, with 113 million prescriptions. The use of antidepressants and other psychotropic drugs, those that affect brain chemistry, has skyrocketed over the last decade. Adult use of antidepressants almost tripled between the periods of 1988 and 1994, and in 1999 to 2000. They tripled. You have a sin problem, friends. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Why all the anxiety? Why all the depression? Well, don't expect to prosper when you're at war with God. It doesn't work that way, right? And as far as the anxiety goes, I deal with that on a daily basis. But we shall overcome, and we do. Because the Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Who gave us that faith? Jesus Christ gave us that faith. Who is our hope? We receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, but only when we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Nobody can do that for us. Between 1995 and 2002, the most recent year for which statistics are available, the use of these drugs rose 48%, the CDC reported. Now, this is the kicker. The pharmaceutical companies themselves even came to terms with it, because when you see the antidepressants in their packages, there's a black box warning stating the dangers of antidepressants. I'm going to highlight that after this next break. It's going to blow you away. And yet people still put it in their bodies. They still give it to their kids because, after all, the doctor said so, as he gets a little kickback. Marc-André Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotions alone, versus 13.4% for research and develop in 2004. Folks, tell me that is not criminal. Bradley, you say that a lot. I know. There's a lot of folks that are involved in the business of crime against the people, isn't there? Sure is. 24.4% of the sales dollars were for promotion versus the 13.4% for research and development. They spent more money on promoting these dangerous psychotropic drugs. 24.4% of the sales dollars went on promotions versus the 13.4% for research and development in 2004. That's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make sure that it's safe. What? Yes! 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 We're live, friends. We are live. And I got to be honest with you, when I look at about what I'm ready to share with you, I don't, this is one of those, I don't understand it. I don't understand what the American people don't realize. I mean, it's like when people smoke cigarettes, you see the warning, the Surgeon General warning on the side of the box. But yet you smoke it anyways. And then when you ignore the warning, you pay the piper, and then when you pay the piper, you're trying to figure out why that happened. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to highlight the side effects of these drugs. These are on the backs of these antidepressant boxes. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, Homicidal ideation. Now, you guys all know that I've done a lot of high schools. I have. I've done a lot of high schools. And I knew right off the bat there was something seriously wrong when I would do high school assemblies and I was looking at these kids that were not there, but their physical bodies were. You talk to people that get off these dangerous psychotropic antidepressants, and they'll tell you, it's like someone was possessing me. Well, I believe that you are opening the door to the demonic, and that's why you're getting demonic resolutions and fruit from what these people yield themselves over to, and in many cases, unknowingly. Talking to these kids that are on antidepressants, they'll start crying. They're trying to get power over to nurses in public schools to basically prescribe dangerous antidepressants to their kids. And what's interesting about it is, folks, is just like Dr. Edwin C. Hamlin, founding member of Royal College of General Practitioners, he said that ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Bingo! ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction, said Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, founding member, Royal College of General Practitioners. It's fraud. That's not good enough? Oh, really? Well, wait a second. I didn't say it. They said it, and you can see the fruit of these dangerous antidepressants, these dangerous psychotropic drugs, as I just listed just a moment ago. As a matter of fact, it tells you, they're telling on themselves if you'll simply turn the box around. Folks, I'm going to come back. It's going to even get better. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, you guys ready for this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com had a conversation with Chance earlier on. Our friends from American Survival Wholesale, go to their website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down to the right. Check out what they've got. They're good guys. They're supporting you, so let's support them. During that conversation, he was talking about how these veterans are coming back from wars, in many cases unconstitutional wars, but you know what? I'll stand behind our military because they're still promising to uphold that Constitution. It's not their fault they went. They're doing their, they're actually bringing forth their end of the bargain to the American people that allotted criminal governments to send their kids, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, uncles, aunts, to foreign wars in the first place. So let's not blame our military. No, they're the good guys. But when they come back, the government has the audacity to cut them off. And then to send them to the doctor, and the doctor says, you need to take these dangerous psychotropic drugs, these antidepressants, and if you don't, then you know what, we're going to cut you off. Oh, really? Has anybody taken the time to pull the curtain back to understand what this is all about? Oh, Bradley, you know, but I'm, you know, in how many times I've heard people call and try to justify what they do with what they're prescribed by their doctors. Well, the doctor said so. Yeah, I know. How's that working out for you, America? Who's making the dime? Yep. It kind of reminds me of the woman that had an ish, a massive amounts run-ins per se with the doctor, and she lost all that she had until she came to Jesus Christ, who is the healer, who says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." And Scripture also tells us that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, not some, all that were oppressed of the devil. And I hope you're getting that anointing right now, friends. But interestingly enough, she came and reached out by faith, grabbed his skirt, she pressed into him, and she received the virtue to heal her body. But she said of the doctors, they took all that she had. And they couldn't do anything for her. No, I know. You should have just stuck to the plan, the Word of God. Again, remember, he's the one that changes not, and he's the one that still healeth. Yep, he still does, friends. But when you go to man and you trust in the arm of man, this is exactly what you're going to get. And that's all you have to do is follow the money trail, and you'll find out every time that it's always right on the mark. Someone's making money. That's why they're capitalizing on this right now. And just to further my point, the father of ADHD, he called himself a liar on his deathbed. Did you guys know this? ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they were old, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. It doesn't say put your kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Well, what happens when you do that? Kip Kinkle, age 14, kills his parents, goes on a shooting spree at a high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was on Prozac. Jeff Weiss, age 17, did that high school, as a matter of fact, friends. Looked like a war zone, teaching the kids how to get ready for a police state, right? Well, Jeff Weiss, age 17, from Red Lake, Minnesota, killed his grandparents, the sheriff and the sheriff's wife. And then he went inside of his school, shot that up. He killed nine there, and then he killed himself. He was on Prozac. Eric Harris, remember Columbine? 18 years old. By the way, the judges shut down the files so the public at large would not know what was really going on. That is injustice. Remember how the Bible tells us not to take a gift that blindeth the eyes? Yeah. Well, they're taking the gift, friends. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher, while we're told he had been taking Luvox and several other antidepressants. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded six at Heritage High School in Conveyors, Georgia. He was on Ritalin. Talk to these kids, friends. Look into their eyes and tell me they're there. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his parents at close range, then set their house on fire. He was on Zoloft. Jason Hoffman, 18 years old, wounded two teachers and three students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Oh, wait a second. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, said the founder, Leon Eisenberg. The scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before he died, on his deathbed. How's that working out for you, brother? Corey Baskard, age 16, took 23 classmates, teacher hostage at Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. How come no one's talking about this, friends? They're taking your kids. They're taking your veterans, and they're telling them, if you don't take these drugs, then guess what? Then guess what, friends? Then they want to disarm them because they want to label them as being mentally ill. What, it's good enough for our military to fight for you and your unconstitutional wars, but when they come back, you don't want to support them to actually get healthy? No! That would be calling our bluff, saith the criminals in government. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. It is a huge moneymaker, as I have pointed out. Bradley Voorhees went into the college in Stillwater, Minnesota. Shot his wife 21 times, he told me. I went to visit him, where he now spends the rest of his life in prison. He told me, Bradley, I didn't know what I was doing. He just got his Prozac prescription doubled by the doctor. What about Virginia Tech Cho Sung Hui, who went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people in Virginia? He was prescribed Prozac. Folks, the list goes on and on and on and on. And on and on and on and on. Oh, by the way, this was even admitted that they are theories. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect your children from a healthy, normal upbringing. Parents are placing their children on these drugs and subjecting them to what, well, the world has to offer, when in fact these children are looking for is their parents. That's what they're looking for, in hopes of being the blessing that God intended them to be. In the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds taking medication for ADHD are taking it on a daily basis with increasing tendencies. And by the way, with the help of teen screen surveys in public schools, they are attempting to set up the students for the fall, friends. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study, Financial Ties Between DSM and IV. Panel members in the pharmaceutical industry, they found out that of the 170 DSM panel members, that's 56% had one or more financial associations with the companies in the pharmaceutical industry. 100% of the members on the panel on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. I want to, for the sake of highlighting this again, let you know that if you want to see what I'm telling you is true, first of all, I didn't say it. They said it. Secondly, I want you to understand that's all you have to do is turn the antidepressant black box, turn it around, and notice the warnings on the boxes. And rest assured, you will be alarmed by the side effects. Folks, I mean, sometimes I feel like crying. I'm so frustrated on the inside of me trying to get this message out. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. Follow the money trail. Follow the money trail. Follow the money trail. Going back to the antidepressant black box warnings. Confusion. These kids get more confused. Depersonalization. They totally withdraw. Hostility. Yep, they get just hair trigger attitudes, as we can see from the fruit of some of these kids. Hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Listen carefully. Dr. Edward Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, stated, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. I didn't say it. The attention deficit lies in the responsibility of the parents, not the child. Again, I sometimes, when I think about what I'm saying to you, the people that commit these crimes and they turn the other cheek and look the other way on both sides, those that allot the crimes and those that commit the crimes, it's a real bad place to put yourself. Because you can see on a yearly basis that when a farmer sows seed, in just a short time he reaps what he sows. And so are those that sow to righteousness and those that sow to unrighteousness. It rains on the just and on the unjust. In other words, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Folks, you can check these articles out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18, and I'll talk to you in 23. Come on, friends, we can do this thing.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufactured features. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.